At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Welcome back to Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator and Kang with you, taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. Look at some more texts that have come in. How many of those running backs are bell cows? This refers to the list of running backs and their over-under totals for yards rushing. Gibbs and Monty both will get their yards, which will lower Gibbs' numbers. That's Kevin in Oxford. This has been how it's worked the last 2 years. I mean, Gibbs ran for 1,400 yards last year with David Montgomery. The year prior, his rookie season, he ran for 945. So he made a jump of almost 500 yards from 1 year to the next with the same guy running next to him. I don't know if I expect Jahmyr Gibbs' rushing totals to drop? I would, but not by 400 yards. I guess if I'm a betting man, and I have been, then I would probably run to the window and take the over total on 1,075 rushing yards. That doesn't seem to bother me that much. Lions will regress. No way Hutch bounces back to what he was. Goff will struggle. The honeymoon is over. Gibbs and Williamson Williams will not be as impactful. I predict they lose 8 games and fall short of all expectations. Steve in Wixom. Well, as we often say on the show, damn, I thought we had a chance. That's a lot that goes wrong. No way Hutch bounces back to what he was. Will he be that way from game one? I don't expect that he'll be the force that he was to the first 5 games in game one. I expect at some point during the season, and probably sooner than later, that he will be. Goff will struggle. The honeymoon is over. I mean, it's a new offensive coordinator, but it's not necessarily new to Jared Goff. He knows the offense, and the new coordinator did work with him when he first got here. So I don't know if I buy that. Gibbs and Williams will not be as impactful. Well, why wouldn't they be as impactful? I think Jamison Williams actually can be more impactful. Kang, you're a JMO guy. What do you think of that when you hear somebody say that Gibbs and Williams will not be as impactful?
I mean, there's always that chance, of course. And maybe I'm being biased here, but I just feel like, especially with J-Mo, the way he started his career with the Lions, he was already behind, right? Coming in hurt, and then the suspension, and you know, other things that he wasn't fully able to fully engage in everything that the Lions were doing. But now you get a little more seasoned, you get more experience, you get stronger physically, all that stuff, mentally. I mean, I don't think people realize when these kids, and some people don't want to call them kids, that's fine, but when you're think about what you were thinking when you were 22 years old and what your mindset was, right?
Beer.
It's not even the same as it is 4, 5, 6 years later, whatever. So I think all that plays a factor in why I believe J-Mo will have a great year this year. And I think the fact that Jared Goff, people don't respect the fact that I think he is one of the best quarterbacks in this league. Now, I'm not saying he's the best. He's not in the Allen, Burrow, Mahomes tier or anything like that. But it's really hard to play quarterback well in this league. And Jared Goff has proven that he can. He's taken another team to the Super Bowl. He's taken this team from, you know, what, not completely irrelevant to 15-2. So I think the combination of everything like that, I feel like J-Mo's, he's primed for a great year. And Gibbs, you saw what he can do when he's the lead back. Now, no one wanted Montgomery to get hurt. But when he got hurt, you could see it coming where, hey, I think Gibbs is about to pop off here because he's going to get all the work. And he has the ability to take the top off of defense at any moment. Now they're talking about splitting him out wide. He's so versatile. I think J-Mo and Gibbs have a great chance to do a lot of things this year. I think the only thing that holds them back, maybe, and I understand this, offensive line, new coordinator.
Yeah, I'm more about the offensive line than I am about the coordinator.
But, I agree.
But the offensive line is definitely something that I have concerns about. I like Glasgow as a player here, but I don't think Glasgow is a long-term solution. But he's a guy who has familiarity in the offense. He's been here for a couple of different stints and has played both at center and guard. I like that. Mahogany's going to have to continue to develop to be that guy at guard that you expect to make that impact. And Ratledge, have no idea because he hasn't played a down in the NFL. However, his pedigree at playing at Georgia, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good pedigree there. But how long is it going to take him to get acclimated to the NFL? That's a big question. And there's going to be some bumps in the road. And if he's the center and you expect bumps in the road, you just hope they can survive those bumps in the road. Because when you talk about protection breaking down and then it impacts the quarterback, you hope that you don't have a disastrous result.
Yeah, this might not be smooth sailing to start the year. It's going to take maybe a couple weeks. That's why training camp's really important. These joint practices are really important. And we talk a lot about losing the coordinators. And it's right now specifically Ben Johnson, right, the offensive coordinator. You know who they didn't lose? Hank Fraley.
Right.
And Hank Fraley has been able to develop and make these guys progress. And, you know, look at how Penny Sewell was a high pick, don't get me wrong, but he talks glowingly about Hank Fraley. Taylor Decker, I feel, is a solid left tackle. Ragnow said he didn't want to play for anybody else but Hank Fraley. So I think the fact that they kept Hank Fraley, they promoted him to the running game coordinator, don't forget that as well. So he can help ease this transition and get these guys to hopefully where they need to be by the end of the year.
I'm glad you brought his name up because it's one that often gets glanced over because you kind of take it for granted. And you mentioned how all the offensive linemen, what they've said about him, how much they love playing for him and learning from him. It's not just that. I mean, Seattle wanted to interview him for their offensive coordinator job. Like, teams look at Hank Fraley and say, this could be our next coordinator. That speaks volumes of a coach. He doesn't have to be pigeonholed as just a position coach. He's really good at what he does. And there's a reason he's really good at what he does. And he's going to help out a lot in getting this team and that offensive line ready to go, even with new pieces. I'm looking forward to another part of the training camp I'm dying to see, and really when it comes down to preseason games, I want to see the backup linemen and how much they've progressed. Guys like Giovanni Manu, you know, I want to see him in particular to see what he can do because he's got versatility to play guard or tackle. Now they drafted another guard in the draft this year. I want to see all these guys get their opportunity, and when it comes to the preseason games, they're going to get a lot of opportunities to play. And I don't think the Lions are going to use the starters all that much. Now maybe they're going to have to use Ratledge a lot just to get him acclimated, and Mahogany as well, but the rest of those guys aren't going to get a whole lot of play in the preseason, and nor should they. It's all about getting ready for the regular season, and because this team has grown together because they were drafted together or they were, you know, the roster was cobbled together early. And here we are seeing it in year five now. I think they know what they expect to get out of the preseason and training camp. But it still brings up the questions, which is why we're asking people, what are you looking for in training camp? What's the biggest question for you? And one of the big concerns that comes up all the time is the coordinators, with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn going on to greener pastures to become head coaches, and Morton and Shepard taking over. But people forget that John Morton was here with the Lions, with Dan Campbell, when they first started off. That Shepard has been with the defense for years now. And that everyone looks at him and says, yeah, that guy should be a coordinator one day. Well, the day is now. And what will the defense look like this year? Will they look different? They're going to have some different faces for sure. The secondary is different. I think the secondary, for years, the secondary was a weakness on this team. And I wonder if specifically a corner, has it turned into a...
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Strength now with this team. You've got Terrion Arnold, who got better as the season went on. He had his struggles early last year with all the defensive holding and pass interference calls, but then settled down and was really quite good. You had Robertson, who got an opportunity to play a lot last year, looked really good as a slot corner, then was pushed into starting duty at the outside corner position because of injuries, and looked good too until he, broke his arm in the second play of the game in the playoffs. That was unfortunate. But Rakestra, who didn't play last year, this is a guy who's hungry to play now. What kind of depth does that add to it? And then you've added DJ Reed to be your starting outside corner. And he's kind of in that same tier of players that Carlton Davis was. Outside the top 10, according to the top 10 rankings that ESPN has been putting out by the position groups. But I don't think that they dropped off in talent by losing Davis and adding DJ Reed. And in some cases, people think it's an upgrade. We'll see. I mean, I'm just hoping it's at least the same. But then they also added some players in the offseason, Avante Maddox, among others, that I think adds to the depth overall of that position. And you need to have depth at corner because the attrition in the secondary is inevitable. It happens. Guys get hurt all the time back there. It's next man up mentality. And the more depth you have, the better you're going to be. I think actually cornerback could be a strength for the Detroit Lions moving forward. 248-539-9797. You want some Lions talk? We got Lions talk for you. Love to hear what your thoughts are as the Lions get ready for training camp here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!